Proclamation number 4656 of 2nd of June, 1949. Instrument of God. Holding up the errors right at the disciples. Where my grace flows to you in such abundance that you are taught by my Spirit, there is also a certain justification to draw your fellow human being's attention to his faults without being accused of self-conceit. This is, so to speak, the office of the one who receives the pure gospel, that he carries it out into the world, that he thus opposes the right to the wrong, that he passes on my word in the same sense as he receives it. Anyone who is enlightened by my Spirit also has the gift of righteous judgment as soon as he is active as my disciple, thus working for me and my kingdom amongst his fellow human beings. He will recognize people's faults and weaknesses and also know their cause and effect. He will also recognize the truth of my word by the latter. For through my word I initiate the spiritually enlightened person into knowledge which explains everything that is and happens around him. And thus it will not remain hidden to him where my word is not fully accepted, for he knows that the cause of this is the human being's way of life himself, his will and his wrong attitude towards what I demand of people through my word. And therefore he is also entitled to reproach his fellow human being for his faults and shortcomings so that he will change. He even has the duty to draw people's attention to them, even though he is rarely listened to with pleasure and a change in this respect is also rarely striven for. Nevertheless, my disciple is in the right. For I make use of him in order to speak through his mouth to those who are unable to hear me myself. And again you should be told that your ways are entirely subject to my guidance, that you are only the tools for the work I myself want to do for my living creations, but that I cannot approach them directly and therefore need you as mediators. What you notice in your neighbor, what you recognize as being contrary to my will, what appears to you as error and vice, you should also reprimand or kindly and patiently draw the fellow human being's attention to it, so that he will now work on his soul himself and try to adapt himself to my will. For I train you as teachers. Therefore instruct your neighbor, enlighten him where he errs. Be it in wrong knowledge or also in wrong assessment of himself. Make him aware, but in love, not in anger. And you'll only administer your office correctly into which I myself have appointed you, for it merely concerns the recovery of the souls which are ill, and anyone of goodwill will listen to you and not become angry with you. He will recognize that he has to keep your office and your own nature apart, that you only do to him what you have to do in order to be obedient to me. For your office obliges you to be at my will. Amen.